This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dua Lipa's on that song, and Dua Lipa's Kevin's girl.
And yeah.
This week was Kevin's episode here on the Brett Maga Show. Every single week on the show, we've been picking out a different TV show, one of our favorite TV shows, and be like, hey, watch this TV show, and if this is the one episode from that show you'd watch, what better way to get to know someone than communicating and catching up with one of your favorite TV shows? I chose The Bear, which was an episode that was very me, like, go for the heart, the best, attention to detail matters, tough love. Hannah, you chose?
I chose Flight from Grey's Anatomy, just dramatic.
Drama. Kevin, you were up. You chose what?
I chose The Mandalorian, and it's episode 8 from season 2. It's called The Rescue.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic. It is nostalgia galore, especially for me, because what it basically does is it brings the entire Star Wars universe back. And the thing I loved about The Mandalorian was it made me feel like a kid again. It made me feel like I was 8 years old watching the Star Wars movies that kind of defined not only my childhood, but my life. I mean, it's one of those things that's so well done. And there's so many great characters in that episode, so many that come back. So many that show up. And of course, you've got the Mandalorian. You've got Baby Yoda, Grogu.
The kid.
You've got Moff Gideon, the bad guy. You've got Bo-Katan. You've got a lot of strong female characters. And then at the end, you got the best Jedi ever made. Luke Skywalker comes in to save the day.
Of all the people.
It's unbelievable.
I actually did recognize him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Couple of things. One, of all the people that got to pick an episode, is there anybody been more passionate than Kevin?
Right. Yes.
He's just so excited for us to watch this all week.
It's like, hey man, watch this episode.
I did feel like I was looking into Kevin's childhood. I was like, oh my God, this is so Kevin, which I think is so funny that each of us picked a TV show that is just so us. And Alex, do you watch Star Wars? Are you like?
I don't.
Does anyone have any clue what the hell is going on?
Yeah, right. No one.
Actually, I thought the very first line that they spoke was perfect. It comes on and he says, what's going on? Who are they?
Yeah.
I wrote that down last night when it came on because I was like,
who are these people?
He's saying what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
No idea what was happening. Hannah, did you know what was going on?
No. The only thing, my thoughts on this is I thought, since I've never seen Star Wars, I thought Star Wars was kind of like a lighter, like, almost like funny, like, ha-ha, pew-pew, shoot you with the laser kind of thing.
No.
I did not think that.
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
But it's like emotional.
Yes.
And like deep.
And
this
and
was Kevin's well version of Grey's Anatomy because it was dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Awesome.
I thought Baby Yoda was just a meme. I didn't think he actually was like
existed?
In a show. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel bad
He's
for him.
He's cuter than, you know, than people make him out.
He was so cute.
Bad. Like, I feel sad when I see him.
I felt like I was watching Ralph.
Oh my God.
He kind of resembles my French bulldog.
He does,
Ralph.
Actually.
Yes. A little bit.
Okay, but Star Wars fans are intense. I thought Baby Yoda was actually Baby Yoda. And I put that on my story. I was watching. I'm like, oh my God, they kidnapped Baby Yoda. What's going on? Like, we got to get Baby Yoda back. And like, so many people are like, it's Grogu, whatever
it's
it was.
Grogu.
Grogu. Yeah. I'm like,
he's
like,
same,
so is that Yoda's name?
You know,
like, what,
he's the
what,
same
like, what?
Species as Yoda.
But it's not, I know
they're
now.
They're not the same person?
And, but he has,
no, it's
but
not
he has
Baby
that
Yoda.
Force power. And that's
who named him Baby Yoda then?
Because he looks like Yoda. He looks like a Baby Yoda.
Is it okay to call him Baby
yes,
Yoda?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was. That's what everybody was calling him until they gave him the name on the show, Grogu, until they found out his name.
Grogu.
And then the other thing is, that guy who comes in at the end is like, pew, pew, pew,
Luke
knocking
Skywalker.
Everyone out.
See, that's what I thought the whole thing was. Pew, just, pew, I hit you with a little light stick or whatever.
The light stick, dude. He was nasty with the light stick. And then they didn't say his name was Luke, but I'm pretty sure that was Luke Skywalker, right?
And
I was mind-blown when that happened.
And that's why they were stealing Grogu, because Grogu has that same power. He's a Jedi. He's could be as powerful.
So the Mandalorian's not a Jedi?
Right. Well, no, the Mandalorian, his thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
He's kind of like a bounty hunter. Maybe that's the best way to say it.
Okay.
Just like Boba Fett, who's another great character from the Star Wars universe who was helping him out.
All right.
And they're from that world of Mandalore.
But the last 10 minutes were very emotional.
It was. Luke Skywalker pops in. I was like, whoa. Did not see Luke coming in. I didn't think he was in this.
I thought when they flew the ship into the ship.
Yes.
And parked it inside there. I thought that was exhilarating. How would you describe
that? R2-D2 shows up too. I mean, and then the emotion though is when the Mandalorian, Din Djarin, D-I-N,
Pedro Pascal, who didn't make the men hot madness.
I don't know how.
I don't know how he didn't make the hot madness. Can we talk about that?
Because there are several factions of Mandalorians, and he's part of the group that doesn't remove their helmet.
And he does at the end.
I texted the group. I said, asking for a friend, what is a Mandalorian? Because I was like, I don't even know what the heck this is. And I'm glad I asked, because Kevin was like, it's like a big deal. They don't remove their mask. So then I knew when he removed it that it wasn't deeper.
They're from Mandalore, right?
Yes, the planet of Mandalore.
There you go.
Whoever I didn't know that.
Yields that dark saber rules Mandalore, but you can't just give it to somebody. You have to win it in combat.
You have to earn it.
Wow,
yes. They won it.
It was deep.
They won it.
I was honestly never watched Star Wars, never into it. They do a good job with it. I was emotionally invested. All right, AB, you're up next. Find out what show she's going to give us to watch right after 21 Pilots. Mandalorian at the end, man. The last 10 minutes stressed me out. We're commercial-free on the Brett Magus Show. Every single week, a different member of the show picks one of our favorite TV shows, help you get to know each other better. And it's kind of cool just to pick up a TV show like in the middle and just kind of like dive into it, because like there's so much history with Star Wars, and sometimes that it's even what intimidates me. But Kevin picked out The Mandalorian, and you just jump right into an episode, and it's kind of fun. So... AB, you are up to pick an episode of one of your favorite TV shows, and I bet we can guess.
And I've been so excited. I'm obviously going to choose Glee, but...
This is, if you listen to the show at all, AB, for someone who works in radio, actually, I feel like doesn't know music.
No,
she only knows Glee.
To the Glee versions of
she's
everything.
Like, this isn't Glee. Like, no, this is someone else's song.
But Glee versions are nice.
Yeah.
And I really did think long and hard about which episode I wanted you guys to watch. I was texting my friends about it, all this stuff. I'm doing Glee Season 2, Episode 14, Blame It on the Alcohol.
Whoa, like that? All
it's
right.
It's kind of like Glee Club Gone Wild a little
really?
Bit.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Glee Club. I can only imagine what
how
it was
wild
like.
That is.
Oh, man, those Glee kids.
Does
you know
Sue
they...
Sylvester drink in this one?
She does. No, she does not.
Oh, shoot.
But she's still shaming everybody for doing it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Which man, is those even Glee kids in high school, they used to get wild.
Oh,
I can just imagine.
Buck wild over there.
So you're so excited about this. Aren't you having like a girl's party? Isn't Hannah coming over to your house?
Yeah, Hannah's coming over to my house next week to watch it.
I have it on my calendar. Next Wednesday, Glee party.
We didn't get invited. Yeah. You didn't have snacks and stuff? Why did the guys like
I'm not sure everybody could fit in my tiny apartment.
AB and I are having a sleepover.
Wow.
Glee version.
Watching Glee, getting snacks.
Yep.
Well, you guys have to bring in whatever your leftover snacks are for the show when we do discuss Glee then.
AB and I never have leftovers. And if they are, they're expired, so you won't eat them anyway.
I respect that. So what? So this is just them having fun. So this is an episode that...
This is like the first party they throw.
So this is going to showcase the fun and enjoyableness of Glee.
Yes, and great songs.
Everyone, Hannah gave us like a finale that was super intense. Kevin gave us this super intense.
I wanted to go like opposite of everybody and just be like, it's entertaining and it's fun and it'll be good.
I've never seen any Glee episodes
never?
Ever.
Get ready.
No. Oh, wow.
Seen a few.
I think I know the premise of Glee, high school, and it's like a singing group.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I guess so.
Right, yeah.
All right.
It's the Glee Club.
You can watch with us too. Can't wait to see the Glee Club go wild.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.